Hi, guys. My name is Pastor Bradley, or kids, as you guys know to call me, the crazy children's pastor. Guys, I am so glad to kick off VBS this week. It is going to be so much fun just getting to see the kids and even volunteers and staff just coming together for an intentional time pouring into them. But I do want to say, I hope you guys had a great 4th of July last week. Pastor Mark gave the challenge, make sure you have all your fingers or however many you had coming into today. So I hope you had a great celebration last night. For those who are joining us, whether it's your first time or your 1,000th time, whether you're online, in the hallways, or even in here, welcome. We say here at Desert Breeze, this is a place where strangers become friends and friends become family. And by golly, I'm so glad we get to do that here at Desert Breeze. Now, I do want to give some acknowledgement to media, volunteers, and staff. Just, you got to see a little bit of what's going on here at VBS. If we could just give them a round of applause, guys. Just, they set us up in a good place going into VBS this week, and we are so glad. Now, I know we're not standing for the reading of God's Word for today, but instead of standing, I thought we should see it a little bit today as we go into today's scripture. So we have some, you saw some of the teens over here, our hype team, who are going to do the Bible skit for today. So without further ado, let's go into our story for today. Jesus traveled with his disciples to many different places, and he would teach them as he went along their way. Now, Jesus and his followers traveled to a region called Caesarea Philippi, and he was going to teach them a lesson even here at this place. So he decided one day to ask them a question. Who do people say the Son of Man is? Well, the disciples had heard many answers from people. Some believed Jesus was John the Baptist. Others thought he was Elijah, and still others believed he was Jeremiah or one of the prophets returned. Well, then Jesus asked a more personal question. Who do you say I am? Well, there was a brief pause to think, and for a moment no one spoke. But then Peter declared and stepped forward, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus told Peter as he went to him, "Blessed are you because this truth did not come from people, but from the Father in heaven." Now, it was that day that the disciples began to understand more clearly as they traveled with him that Jesus is God's promised Son, the Messiah. And that is our word for today. Let's give them a round of applause. Now, can you imagine if we kept service lights off like this the rest of the service? It would be hard to kind of write notes in your bulletin, wouldn't it? Well, let me help you out. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, boom, let their light. A lot better, right? Kids, can you see your parents, right? So, yeah. So, like, being able to see, and when getting ready for today's teaching, realizing light, flashlight. You know, I was realizing there was a lot of different flashlights. There's ones that are big, some that are small, there's some that are expensive, there's some that are cheap, there are some that are red, white, and blue. I'm starting to sound like Dr. Seuss, but they all had something in common, is that light can reveal things. It's probably the first time some of you guys have actually noticed up here on the ceiling. But light can reveal things, but if it is not there, we can either completely or partially miss what's right in front of us. Also, sometimes we need a more, call it direct, spotlight so that we can focus and see more distinctly what is there and what is truth. That is what we're going to be talking about today. But actually, I'm going to have us do something a little bit different as well. So now, I'm going to actually have you guys, can you stand for our VBS theme verse for the reading of God's Word? It comes from John 8:12. And this is our theme verse for today. And it reads this. Feel free, I say this over in kids, feel free to read along with me if you'd like. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the word of our Lord. You may be seated. Now, my hope today is to illuminate that passage that was acted out from the Bible, getting to see what is going on there, shining a spotlight, what occurred there, so that truth of Jesus can be seen and that was declared. Now, I'm a family man. I have three of my kiddos and my wife who've been supporting me as we're going into this VBS week. But there's one thing I've learned being a family man. The home can be a dangerous place, especially at nighttime. You know, we go to check in our kids, but then you walk in and then you hear, ouch! Oh, there's a Lego piece. Oh, there's that car, a Kinex, whatever it may be. But I've learned to carry my phone light with me so that way I can at least see in the dark. But we once lived in this duplex, so this got pretty extreme. We lived in this two-story house. It was a weird setup. My wife and I were on the top floor, and our kids were on the bottom floor. So any little noise, Bradley, I would go up and go down and go check. And these were the stairs. The stairs. And these stairs, let's just say they were adventurous. Because at night, I would hear something, and I would flip on the light, and boom, I would see this. It was our middle child, Fievel, laying on the stairs, just curled up. But this didn't just happen once. This happened multiple times where I would just find him laying on the stairs. He just liked that spot. But if I didn't turn on that light, you would have a more broken Pastor Bradley in front of you today. But light. We've been seeing this in our Kingdom Culture series, how Jesus was showing a different way, a better way. And in the same way of turning on that light in the home gives better perspective, well, today, once again, we're going to illuminate this passage to see what is true about Jesus. So, if you got your bulletins, kiddos, if you got them with you as well, you can make sure your folks are following along too. But the first point of what was illuminated today is that questions can help make us think. Questions can help make us think. In that first part, we get to hear a couple of questions from Matthew chapter 16, 13 through 15. Once again, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, question one, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said some of those lists, John the Baptist, Elijah, or Jeremiah. But then he goes into question two. Who do people say that I am? Now, Jesus was a master of questions. You see this all throughout Scripture and in his time here on earth. For example, when he asked the disciples, when they went on a boat trip, why are you so afraid? Mark chapter 4:40. Or you even see this in Luke 14:35, where he says, with an analogy, salt is good. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be regained? Once again, a master of asking questions. And I've been known to ask questions here or there just to gain understanding because, once again, it's all with the purpose to have thought. Because being able to pause, especially in today's society, it's sometimes hard to just pause and say, huh, what is going on there? Now, once again, Jesus, a master of asking questions, but he took his disciples to an important place. It was Caesarea Philippi. Now, you've gone to a place sometimes in family life with a purpose to teach a lesson, right? Like, oh, we're gonna dig into this teaching here. Well, this is what Jesus was doing at Caesarea Philippi. Because let's look a little bit of the background. This was an important place to many different belief systems. There was Greek, there was Roman, there was even important places there in Caesarea Philippi for Judaism. There was a lot of questions that were asked in this place. And so, go figure, Jesus just compounds it. Hey, this is a place of questions. I'm going to ask more questions here. And he asked this question, I'll put it in a cultural reference today. Who was the GOAT? If you don't know what that acronym means, it means the greatest of all time. And, you know, we kind of ask that in today's society, well, who is the greatest of all time when it comes to basketball? I think some of you are already thinking. Or who is the greatest of all time when it comes to, right now, soccer? Like, already, boom, you're already having a thought. This could go in many different places of who do you think is the greatest of all time? Fill in the blank right there. But this is what Jesus was doing with his disciples. Like, I've heard some awesome discussions even in kids' ministry when they say, no, this is the best. No, this, and it can go pretty heavy at times. But when it comes to this, Jesus is asking his disciples with the first question, well, who do other people say that I am? And coming to find out, yes, he may be a good teacher. Oh, yes, he is a strong, like he brings God's word with authority, but people weren't seeing him as the GOAT, the Messiah. He turns it around to the disciples and says, well, who do you say that I am? Because he's wanting to get them to pause, to think, huh, after that time, do they say that I am the Messiah? Once again, Jesus was a master at asking questions and allowing that safe space to process, to wrestle with questions, to not just get a reactive emotion, which we sometimes do, but to go deeper to the core, that belief that is there. Questions can help make us think. And that's good. Second point that happened in this area, Jesus is the Messiah, the promised Son of God. We go from questions to a declared answer, a divine answer from Matthew 16:16, Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter spoke that truth bomb right there, divine truth bomb, if you will, right to the rest of those around him. That Greek term, Christ, Christos, is the same in the Old Testament Hebrew for Messiah, which means the anointed one. The Messiah. So Peter was reaffirming, saying, yes, I believe this, that he and the disciples do see Jesus, not as just, good teacher, a good moral, like he was a good guy, stamp of approval. No, he was the Messiah, the one they had waited for. And families, you see throughout Scripture that connection of how even in the Old Testament, back in Jeremiah with the prophets, where it says, a righteous branch that will spring up from David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. The Messiah, Jesus declared as himself, who he said, I am the Messiah. Or in 1 John 4:14, where he said, and we seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus proved he was not just a good teacher, but he was the Messiah. Now, let me ask, either you or someone in your household has done this. You open your technology, you look on the screen, and you do a thing called online ordering. That happens a lot today in 21st century. And bringing this up in staff meeting, sharing, hey, have you ever done online ordering? You just go in, add the thing, and press add to cart, that's it. Sometimes, maybe, if you're like, oh, I know this product, But if you're looking to see what is true about a product, I still have Pastor Matt's face in my head during staff meeting. He was like, no, you don't ever do that. You read the description, you look at the reviews, you say, does it match the product with what everyone else says? You check it to make sure it is true. And this is where we say Jesus is the Messiah, the promised Son of God. His words, his actions were reviewed by the disciples, and they came to a conclusion. Yep, that's our Messiah. They basically said, yep, add to cart, purchase, yes. That's who I believe in. But this is one of the biggest questions we can ask ourselves and in our homes. And even kiddos, I give you permission to ask your kiddos, your families this question is, who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? Because that is an important question in our homes to ask. It's a foundation question. Is he just a teacher or is he the Messiah? And this is where this last point, Jesus Christ is good news. We'll be diving more into this passage once we come around in a kingdom culture, because we're in the book of Matthew. But you see a lot that happens in this passage. You see that perspective, a foundation, and promise happens. Matthew 6:17-20. And Jesus answered him, Peter, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Man, that perspective, blessed. Peter's living the good life because he has this outlook on life. But that foundation and promise, and I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth, you will bind in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth, you will loose in heaven. Good news. We have this saying over in DB Kids, is good news meant to be kept quiet? No. Some of you guys in DB Kids already know that. But it's meant to be shared. We share it with those around us. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Or even our verse that we have here at Desert Breeze, John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. To even our verse right now, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Life. It's not anything that we do, but it's what he does. It's not about us. It's about him. When I was on a trip, how many of you guys have ever gone a trip before? Some are long, some are short. Yeah, I see some hands already from kids. I love it. Trips can be really long at times. I went on a trip to Thailand once, first having an overseas plane. Whew, that was a journey itself. But I went there with the purpose to go to a Christian leadership conference. And I was able to meet people from all around the world. It was cool to just see different people from Asia, from South America, Africa, just coming together, but all the foundation, Jesus. I remember one local Thai gentleman. They were having a festival or some holiday, and they were lighting lanterns and letting them go in the air. And he decided to write Jesus on it. And as he held onto it and let it go, I still hear him saying, Jesus is the light of the world. Just for everyone to hear, Jesus is the light of the world. And this is the beauty of this church community. Young, older, We get to be a part of something greater than ourselves, not just this church, but a church at large. And holding to the truth, who is Jesus? Yeah, Jesus is the Messiah. No Jesus, there's no church. But thank God, we're so glad there is Jesus. So yeah, there is a church. And we get to share that good news of Jesus Christ to everyone we meet. Now, you've heard me talk about different punctuation marks. You've heard question marks. You've heard with Jesus being a master of asking questions. You heard even exclamation marks when it came to even hearing that my Thai friend saying, "Jesus is the light of the world!" exclamation mark. And then you're getting to hear me even say a period statement right there. But there was one punctuation mark that I learned about recently, and this is due to my wife. And she has a favorite band. That band is Switchfoot. And they had an album come out a couple albums ago, and there was a symbol on it that I didn't know what it was, but it was a punctuation mark. It was this. Some of you are like, oh yeah, I know what that is. This is called an interrobang punctuation. Some of you are scratching your heads right now, like, what in the world is this? Was this symbol? Well, an interrobang is, you see that question mark with an exclamation right there. It's to denote curiosity with excitement when asking a question. So rather, for example, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? It's kind of, you see that inflection. And sometimes, kiddos, you hear, maybe you've heard this in your house, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. In the same way, when we ask about who is Jesus, it shouldn't just be, who is Jesus? But more that excitement in our hearts of saying, who is Jesus? Getting to hear the response from those around us. We get to have and share that good news of Jesus. And that's what we get to do this week. That last verse in our passage, chapter 20, kiddos, it's kind of funny because it talks about basically Jesus saying, shh, don't share it yet. And you know, it's sometimes hard when you have a secret and you don't want to share it yet. Usually it's so funny. I once saw a kid tell another kid a secret, and then they come up to me afterwards and say, Pastor Bradley, they said, hold on, you're supposed to keep that. We have these secrets, but we don't, as Christians, need to abide by that secret that Jesus is good news. We get to share that with those around. And even it's declared in the Great Commission, go and make disciples. We don't need to keep it quiet. We get to share it with those around us, and that is exciting news, not just in our homes, but in our communities, in our jobs, with all those we meet, and getting to ask that question, who is Jesus? And getting to have that discussion with the hopes of pointing them towards the light of life. Now, what was illuminated today? We have one, questions can help make us think, and that's good. Two, Jesus is the Messiah, the promised Son of God. Three, that Jesus Christ is good news. Oh, I hope that you would rest in that day to day, being able to rest in the truth of who Jesus is, because it is good news. And that's what we get to share this weekend with you kiddos, with VBS and volunteers. So gear up. I tell volunteers and staff, hey, gear up, because this is going to be a week physically, mentally, and spiritually taxing. I would ask, if you're not here, please keep us in prayer this week. We'd greatly appreciate it. And for those who are attending, get ready, because it is going to be awesome. Now, we are going to be ending today with a couple of things. We have our theme song that we're going to sing for you guys. So, hey, kiddos and families, feel free to join in with us. But afterwards, there is going to be cookies in the foyer. I know some of you, cookies in the foyer. As well as, if you're wanting to take pictures with some of our funny characters out there, that is going to be available too. But guys, we are getting to celebrate Jesus. We're going to continue to celebrate Jesus. And I am so glad glad that you came today, and guess what? You are going to be getting out early today. So, hey, I know some of you are like, oh, I'm going to go back to sleep. I stayed up late. But we're so glad that you are here, guys, and let's continue this celebration as we go into this week. Hype team, I'm going to invite you guys up as we sing our theme song, Not Afraid, for our hype team, guys. All right, I'm going to close us in prayer. Remember the stuff in there. But if you would like prayer or even to discuss VBS or anything, feel free to come up and talk to me afterwards. Let's close in prayer and let's go from there, guys. Oh, dear God, thank you so much for who you are. Yes, you are the Messiah, the promised Son of God. And as we go in our day-to-day lives, may we just hold on to that promise. May your name be praised. And as we go into VBS, may we just continue to sing your praises. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, you have a good rest of the day.